Jesus' ministry and what he does throughout his ministry. And one of the things that Jesus does is tell stories. Jesus, we hear, comes out of seemingly nowhere at around the age of late 20s, maybe around 30. And he shows up at the river where John the Baptizer is baptizing people, and he insists that he too must be baptized. That's the way it's supposed to go. He's baptized, and then it says he's either led or sent out into the wilderness for about 6 weeks, where he fasts and prays and spends time with God and is tested, it says, or tempted by Satan, the tempter, the accuser, whatever. And when he comes out of that time, he is solid in what he is doing, what his ministry is. And so one of the first things he does when he comes out of the wilderness, knowing what he is all about, is he starts to call people to follow him. He starts to call disciples. We don't know all of their names. We know 12 of the men, and we know some of the women, but it says he had many more disciples out of which he picked and later sent out into the world. We do know those who are closest to him. So along with his disciples, he heads to the Galilee area where he was born and around the Sea of Galilee. And he teaches his disciples and he teaches people. And finally he says, now we go out. We go out into the world. We go out to the villages around here, and we are ready to teach people. That's what I came for. And he goes out, and wherever he goes, it's like the only entertainment in some of these villages when the local celebrity preacher comes along and teaches, and the word has gone before him, and crowds gather around him. And so when the crowds gather around him, he sits down and he begins his ministry. Once in a while, he will do healings, because that's what people have heard about him, and they're looking for healings. Those are the spectacular things. But really what he's about is teaching, is helping people to learn something. And he sits down, as he sits down with people, he teaches them through story. That's his primary means of teaching people, of getting across his message. And he uses common language, things that the people of his day would know. He talks about wheat. He talks about seeds. He talks about lilies of the valley. He talks about the birds of the air and how God sees each one fall. He talks about sowing and reaping and growing. He talks about coins. He talks about finding treasure, looking for treasure. He talks about laborers, and he talks about yeast, things of everyday life. And as he tells these stories, he's trying to convey his message to the people. He's trying to tell them what God is all about, what God is doing right now in the world. And so he sits with them and he tells them stories, parables, and waits for them to hear the message and ponder what he is all about. This is the story of Jesus and his ministry we find in our ancient scriptures. Thanks be to God. So, a mom was putting her little boy to bed one night, 4 years old. His name was Tucker. And Tucker had the most beautiful brown, big brown eyes with the long eyelashes. Even strangers commented on Tucker's eyes. And so when she put Tucker to bed, she lied down beside him in the bed, and she was looking into Tucker's eyes as he was drifting off to sleep. And as she looked into his eyes, she was overwhelmed with emotion, and she choked up looking at her beautiful 4-year-old son, at his innocence and his sweetness, and she was moved. And as she looked at her son, she looked into his eyes and said, "I see God in your eyes, Tucker." And this sweet little boy with his pudgy, dimpled little hand put his hand up to his mom's face to caress it and said, "I see God in your eyes too, Mama." And then he squinted for a minute and continued to look at her eyes and said, "That's not God. That's just my reflection." Who doesn't like a good story? Stories teach us and make sense of our lives or the lives of others. Stories inform us or challenge us. What is the news that we listen to or watch but a series of stories? Every time we tell somebody something about our lives, something that's happened in our lives, an event that's taken place, a challenge we're going through, or even a loss in our lives, we tell our story. We're telling a story. It is really a unique feature of human consciousness and language that stories have become the essential building blocks of what we understand about ourselves, others around us, and the world. It's all told in stories, no matter how short or how long they are. We watch television programs, they're a story. We read books, own lives best, and remember them as a series of stories that are strung together throughout our lives. In fact, these stories may not be factual, they're just some way of explaining things to ourselves. You might ask a sibling or a partner or a child what they understood from a particular event, and you'll find a totally different story. It's because it's their understanding of the story, how they saw it. They are our interpretation of our lives. We rehearse them throughout our lives and remember them, and sometimes our stories change as we understand something new about ourselves or about the world. So Jesus, therefore, as any good teacher or rabbi does, begins to teach people through stories. That's how he gets his message across to people. Stories we call parables, which are short, memorable stories that make people ponder, wonder. He has in these stories a particular purpose in mind. So here's a question for you. Bible study folks, you can't answer. What was Jesus' ministry all about? What was it that he was trying to get across in his teaching and his life? What did he want to convey to people through his stories, his ministry, his own life? What was it? Anybody have an idea? Love one another. Yeah. Anything else? Sorry? Be kind. Have faith. Care for one another. Those are, of course, all elements of what Jesus was trying to get across. Yet the basket was much larger than that, actually. Much larger than love or caring or those kinds of things. What Jesus really wanted to get across to people, now Bible study people, what does he want to get across? He wants people to understand the kingdom of God. He wants people to understand through his whole ministry that the kingdom of God or the promise of God is near, is actually very near to us. Jesus was all about the kingdom of God, which contained within it all of the elements you're talking about. So how would you describe the kingdom of God? If it came to reality or fruition on earth, what would the kingdom of God look like? Describe it. A perfect world. And what does a perfect world look like? Sorry? Peace. Yep, living in peace, for sure. Love, we've talked about. people caring for each other and the neighbors. What else? Equally. Yeah, everybody has not what they need. Everybody has enough. Everybody has what they need. What else?
Acceptance.
Yep. In harmony with everything else, all created creatures and the earth, everything living. Forgiveness. Grace. Those kinds of things. That's the basket that Jesus wanted to offer people. The kingdom of God, this is what it looks like. It looks like love and grace and peace and getting along and caring for all creation. Those kinds of things. It is love, and it's more than love. That's what he was about. It's all of these things. And if God's dream for the world looks like what we've just described, then where are we going to find it? Where do we find the kingdom of God? Where do we look for it?
In ourselves.
In ourselves. It's not an external thing. The kingdom of God has to be realized in people before it can be realized in the world. Do we get that? We can't force the kingdom of God. It has to come from within people. The world can only become what God dreams of when people live it. Jesus' purpose then in coming to tell stories was to help people to understand this particular thing by offering the parables. He himself lived the reality of the kingdom of God within him. You might call him enlightened or a fully realized being as the Son of God. And he wanted people to understand this, that they could begin to live it as well. He sought in his teaching to fan the spark or light of God in everyone to help us all live kingdom lives. So he told them stories that illustrated his message, stories that challenged people to see the world differently or to ponder reality in a different way. He talked about seeds planted. Now, if we understand the parables, it's about seeds planted in us now, not in a field. He talked about treasure found and valued over all things in us. He talked about the yeast growing in the dough, again, about the kingdom growing in us. They're all metaphors for God's work taking place in our hearts, in our souls. The parables are stories with layers. They always have a hidden meaning that many will not comprehend because their meaning cannot possibly be understood through reason. That's not how you understand the parables. If people understand the parables as moral lessons, then they're understanding it at a very superficial level. The parables have a deeper meaning. They can only be understood when they rest in our souls and have to be known in a different way. One of the things Jesus never did was he never interpreted any of the stories he told to the crowds. He left the stories with them so they could remember them, chew on them, listen to them later and reflect, or remember them later and reflect on them. Some of them he did interpret for his disciples, so that they might begin to understand very clearly what these messages were about. And at one point, the disciples, when they'd finished listening to a bunch of parables that Jesus was telling, they said to Jesus, "Why do you always teach in parables?" And he said, "So that the people who get it will get even more out of them, and that the people who don't get it will remain in the dark." Seems perhaps like a strange thing to say, but the reality is he didn't want to withhold anything from people. He told everybody who would listen, he would tell the stories to, But he said many people are already in the dark and they have they're hard of hearing. And that is, they're hard in their hearts. They cannot hear it. So what he's saying is that some will get it, and for these people, they'll be given more. And for those who don't get it, they will remain in the darkness. He gave whatever he had generously. He just understood that people cannot hear what they don't want to hear. They just go about their lives not wanting to grow deeper in their spirituality. And this is the challenge of the stories, of the parables. If people have the capacity to understand them, they are a means of ever greater spiritual growth. And if they do not, the stories remain dark in their understanding. They seem almost useless or perhaps too simple. And they're not. The parables of Jesus, once you have the key to unlocking them, are profound and transformative. They are catalysts for growing into Christ-likeness, into growing the light within us, into realizing what the kingdom of God really is all about. Like Tucker in the story I told at the beginning, when we get it, we know that we are reflections of God's eyes. We are God's light in the world. When we look at God, we see ourselves as we are and as we could be. And if we understood what this really was, we would be profoundly changed. The light of God, Jesus said, is within us. Jesus' ministry was about helping people to comprehend this and to encourage its growth in every person he taught. And when it does grow in us, it blesses more and more people. Like the parable of the mustard seed or the searching for treasure, the kingdom of God grows whenever we hear the message and become more and more the people God intended us to be. The question for us today is, do we have the ears to hear? Let's take a moment to reflect.